ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur
by Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Katz.
Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is two round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop, and the third prize a full set of the Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or four tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
The Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Lamed Ches. This first one, couple of Nakudas and Mshat, and then the site of the Gemara. The Gemara on the bottom of Lamed Zayin Amid Beis brings down the union of Kapara Shel Golus, brings down different Mandiyomrim. One Mandiyomah Golus is Mechapim Mechsa, the other Mandiyomah Shloish Oinshim. Rabbi Yechanan Almar Golus Mechaperis Alakol. Rabbi Yechanan brings a Raya from Yechonio. As the Gemara brings down that even though there was a Gzeira and a Shvua, he wasn't supposed to have a son. But Filuachi had a son. And his son was called Shaltiel Leramesh and Nishal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Elosoi, on his Shvua. As Freg the Mefarshim, two Shailas. Number one, how is it Shaykh Shela on a Shvua Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Hare, the Indian of Shela is you find a Pesach and you say that it was a Tois Meikara. I know I made a mistake. If I would have known this, I wouldn't have made a Shvua. That's because I didn't realize, and I realized afterwards something. As a Mela, my original Shvua was a Tois, as the Shvua is not Chal. But Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not Shayach a Tois. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything. It's one Shaila. Another Shaila, the Tayyus Chaim asks that the Gemara in Baba Basra says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Shvua on the Golus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have anyone to be made to be matter. I over here is Mavur, you could be matter or Shvua. As in order to answer both Shailas, you could be Mazbe with the Yisrael of the Chinuch, a Mitzvah Lamed, Sas Meduyik in the Ramah, that he means it, just the Chinuch is Marech Mor. And the Chinuch says that when the Gemara says, and the Psukim say, a Lashon of Shvua on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it doesn't mean literally that Hashem made a Shvua. It means that Hashem made a gzeira kol kach b'choizik that it's doimet to a Shvua. When the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was nishal on the Shvua, it doesn't mean literally that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was nishal and asked the Bezdin and Shamayim to be matter. Now, but derech klal dibra atayra v'oifin shal bnei yadam sheyachuli lahovin. That's why it says, Ivarim on HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'shabet, l'shabet is ha'ozen, but Hashem is no avarim, Hashem doesn't have a goof. But today that we should be able to be toifis the musagim, it uses a mashal that we understand. We understand the mashal is not really true. As what in the Indian of Shela doesn't mean that Hashem was really shayol. What it means is that being that the person did tshuva, it was roi l'shanes as agzera, as it was ki'ilu, Hashem was shayol al nishvua, but not literally. As lefizah kum dechais, that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Kilu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Shvua, and now HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes to the best and was a Pesach. Chavad or not? Now it means when we do Tshuva and there's a reason for the Gzeira to be changed, is then Hashem makes Kilu, is no Yikilu, there's no Shvua anymore. As I was saying, on Golos that Hashem made the Shvua, as we hadn't done Tshuva at that point. As a Mela, wasn't Shayach HaShela. Achrenim were learning that Hashem literally walks to the Bezdin and asks. So yes, over there also. But Pshat in the Gemara is not that way. It means when we do tshuva and it's Roi, then Hashem is Mefatol the Gzeira. That's where the Chinuch learns. Chin Mashman, the Ramah. He was also called Zerubbabel, Shenizrubbabel. Why are we giving him a name that he's Nizrubbabel? Azei Gishmak, you could say that being that the reason why he was born was because Golus was Mechaper, as Bavel caused him to be born. As Meili, he was called Hashem Bavel Lulametcha. They call us his Mechaper. What was the tshuva of Yechonia? As Pashtus, the Etzim Golis was the tshuva. Abba Chazal Darshan and say that there really was a Hechris story. And Rashi brings his Mitzayin to the Medrash. He doesn't bring the whole Medrash. The Medrash says the story was like this. He was in jail for so many years. And finally, the Chazal were worried that it would be Kala, Malchus based off it. As they said, they convinced Eishes Nebuchadnezzar that she should convince her husband that they should lower his wife into the prison where he was. He was in a box, a very small. Nebuchadnezzar kept his prisoners in a very small area. That's why she was Misaba Mu'ubad, because there wasn't room in the prison to do anything else. As the first time he lowered her, as here he was, he hadn't seen his wife for many, many, many years. And his wife is lowered. And she said, Tipa Aduma Ra'isi. Pumped when she was lowered into her husband's Beis Yisurim. She saw a little bit of Dam Nida. And he was Pirish. Azog the Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar. That when Yechonya was a Melech, the reason why he was in exile on such a terrible Gzeira is because he was Baal Arayis. As this was the tshuva that he did, that here he was Baal Arayis, he did so many Averis. And that was Mamish a tshuva shlema for what he did. Mida keneged dechet. He was led his own wife, and she told, after so many years, it was so hard for him. And she said, Tipa Duma Reisi. Had no idea she would be lowered again. Thought if she goes up, that would be it. As he did tshuva, he said no. They lifted her up, and she told them, and they waited, and they lowered her back down again. After she became tar, and bischus, that he controlled himself, as that was his tshuva, it was yotza mimenu malchus beis David. As his nifla de gezach, malchus beis David is the orin shal Mashiach. Mashiach comes from beis David, as this was the or of Mashiach, and it's a limud gadol lididon on the tshuva. There's so many people that feel that they've done different things, they've seen different things. They haven't been tzaddikim, and it's hard for them to believe that they could come back. As over here we learn, to have such a terrible gzeira on him that was set on him. One time he did tshuva. It was a hard tshuva. I'm not saying it wasn't hard to see a wife after so many years, but one time he did tshuva, akol nisapach. As this is a chizik gadol lididon. One time we could look at something and we don't. One time we could do something and we don't. Ein l'taya, ve'ein l'shaya, the gadol oiron shel Mashiach, v'toyves olam haba, that a person is zeichet to. It's a nifadik alimod lididon. This is nekuda aleph. Nekuda Beis, we want to read a Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Zayin, learns an important lesson from the Gemara over here. Perek Zayin, Aloch of Vov, G'dayla Tshuva, Shemakarebis, Esa Adam Neshchina. G'dayla Tshuva, that it brings a person close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shenema Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. V'oid HaTshuva Mekarebis, Esa Rechoikim. Even a person who's Rochuk Ma'oid from Hashem because of his Averis. Would you ever have such a thing? You have an isha that's not loyal to a husband who's not loyal to his wife. The relationship is not the same. Once you do something that's such a terrible breach of a relationship, just not the same anymore. By a Kodesh Baruch Hu, even when a person is marchikim, that's his goydlul avas Hashem. Hashem loves us so much. Hashem is waiting for us to do tshuva. As this is a chizik gadol, many people, I'm going to do tshuva. I'm so bad, what's it going to help? No, tashtet in the Rambam. Even if before you were rochuk, Hashem loves us so much, Hashem will bring us close. Shibuloshin Shakodesh Bahu Mirachik Esachatoyim Bomikarvis Ashavim. And he brings this Pasik Binachan Yabirishaso Iksiv as Isazer Riri. He's gonna be a Riri, he won't have a child. Gevelo Yitzhak Biyomov. Vim Yir Kanya bin Yakum Melchud Khoisam al Yad Yamini, Hashem will rip him off from his hand, Keilu. He won't have a Malchus based David. Bikiman Jashabi Galusa Nebbiz Ravel Boy. Ekhecha Zuravel Visamticha Kechoisam. The same person that Hashem Keilu ripped him away from Hashem, that said he's not going to have any atzlok. He was kol kach meshukitz and metuiv lufnei Hashem. Hashem took him back and brought him close to him. Kama mu'ules loshen haramba malach ha-zayin mailus ha-tshuva emish ha-yuzeh muvdol me-Hashem alakei Yisrael Hashem rabizeichem ha-yum muvdol ha-yum abdin la-beinich la-bein alakeichem tzoyik ve-einu nene hidavin kitabu b'tfila einu shamei ha-posik. His tfilas didn't work. But it wasn't piled the same. Hashem ripped it up. Avadi still mechuyev to do mitzvahs, but it's not piled the way it used to be. Ein li chayfitz b'chem am Hashem sevakus. Uminza loy erze miyadchem. It wasn't oil l'ritzoy. Vayoyim after tshuva, umudbuk b'shchina, shenem avatem advikim b'Hashem alekechem, soyik v'nene miyad, shenem v'hoyetem yiku, v'ani ene, oysa mitzis, umakabla moysa b'nachas u'b'simcha, Hashem is happy with him, ki kvarotza l'kimes masecha yedei tshuva, k'vuloy oid el Hashem is avim lahem, shenem v'ovel Hashem mincha Yehuda v'yushalayim. Words of the Rambam are so powerful. Rabbi Yisai, Hashem's waiting for our tshuva. Hashem's waiting for us to come back, like a father who's just waiting for his son to come back to him. If we take that step and we do tshuva, Hashem will pull us so close to him and have such a nachas ruach and be so happy with us. Never feel you're mufka, you're too far away. There's always room for you to come back. And not just come back to an Ava G'dela Meruba. That's the powerful lesson that the Rambam learns from this Gemara of Yechonya. Yidua from the Goyim, that we always had Anani HaKovet. Why do we make Sukkos Keneged Anani HaKovet? Zog the Goyim, because the Goyim is in Shir Shirim. The Anani HaKovet came back after the Chet HaEgel. As the Yidden thought, Hashem loves them if they're good, but if they do a chet, Hashem doesn't love them anymore. Like many of us could sometimes feel too. But be it, Hashem doesn't love us. The gilui of the Anani HaKovet after the Chet HaEgel was, even if you do a chet, when you do tshuva, Hashem brings you back. V'oid b'goydu l'ahava zog the goyin. The Anani HaKovet of after Chet HaEgel were on a higher madrega. They were miles in the Anani HaKovet that they weren't before. Lamedcha gdei l'tshuva, makom shabali tshuva oimdin, in gvisser b'china ein tzadikim gemurim yichoinen l'amed, the zeichet, the gvisser kiris Hashem. It's very hard to come back, Rabbi Yisai. It's very hard to do tshuva. But if you do, you get a mishum, it's hard. You get a miyuchadik a kiris Hashem. A miyudich Aliyah l'rotz and lefnei Hashem. This is the powerful lesson, and that's the Oiran Shal Mashiach. Because just, if we would learn from Yechonya and come back too, as Kemoy Chonya did his part and laid this Mashiach, and he created Mashiach with that Maisa Tshuva from his side, he gave us the Zera that Mimenu Yotze Mashiach. When we learn from him and we do Tshuva for what we have to, as will be zeicha to ma'ayre iron shal Mashiach, that he should be miskala b'mheira. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, Yehuda v'chizkiya b'nei Reb Chiya, Abi Yosva misuda sayu. They weren't talking, as Rebbe gave them wine to open them up, and they said, Amen, David Baal, sheyichle shnei bati ovis miyisrael, v'elein reish gerlo shavagavu v'nasi shavaretz yisrael. As Rebbe, who was a Nasi, said, what? You're saying bad things for me. As Amalei Reb Chiya, their father, Nichnas Yayin Yatzis Soiv. As Frag de Marshav, it's Arach Beer. As what's the answer? They still said bad things. What's Yatzis Yayin Nichnas Soiv? Marshav says a very nice pshat in the Gemara. He said, which side are we talking about? The side of Iber HaChodesh. He brings the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and explains the Gemara there that, yeah, it's Dibribiya to the Gemara, Kemuvan. He says, he brings the Maimah Chazal that Malchus Beis David is Nimshal to Lavana. Shlomo HaMelech was the 15th Melech. Was the 15th person from Avram, not the 15th Melech, I'm sorry, the 15th Ben Achaben from Avram. As Avram started the Yom of Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael reached its pitch, its highest level, by Shlomo HaMelech, Keneged, the 15th day, when the Levon is its fullest. The 15th door after Shlomo HaMelech was Sidkiyahu, and he was the Melech that went into Golus, and it says that the Melech Bavel was Ma'aver Einov, so the Svarim HaKadoshim, thus is a remez to the Seif HaChodesh, where the Levon is not Nikar, there's no Ar B'chlal, that's the Golus, Choshech Shal Golus. As Malchus Beis Dogvid is Nimshel to the Levana. Abizog de Marsha, Bedavka, when the Levana hits the point that there's no more Levana, as then it starts to be Rimischadish again. As that was the remez that he was coming to teach them, he was coming to show them. And that's the Soid Gadol. That calls man that Malchus Beis David is Kayim, and there's a Gvisa Shlita Beis David, as the old Levana is still there, as we can't start the new process. But Kishi Yichle, as then it'll start, and it's Moisif de Marsha, and it'll start in the Oifin that'll be bigger and better than it ever was. As what looks to us like it's a Churban is really the Achona for Gula, and it really brings the Gula up. The Maral is Mamshalit, this inyan, the seed that you plant in the ground, first it spoils and it becomes it's nisrakiv, and then it grows into a plant. It's masbil, because if you want to have a new thing that's totally better, as you can't have the remnants of the old, because then the old is still here. But if you want to make something new, which is totally different and totally better, you have to get the old away, and then you could start and have something new. As that's the Indian, when the old Malchus will go away, as we'll start a new kind of Malchus that'll be on a much higher level and a totally different Madrega. As thus is Taka, the side of Golus. That Golus looks like it's terrible, it's Mechale, but really what it's doing is it's placing the seeds to a bright start. And Be'ez Hashem, we should be Zeicha v'mheira. What? Mishum de tzadik Hashem v'yishker al ha-ro? Zog de Gemara two hadgashas. Number one, shehigdim golus ikiyo, v'oid golus yichonye kayemes. Dainu, Hashem sent talmidei chachomim to Bavel. As we see over here, what's the achana to Golus? Before the Golus, Hashem sent the tikkun, the dove which will be moitzi us from Golus, and that is the yeshivas. Kol's man, the yeshivas are kayim, the kol Torah is kayim, as that's what gives us the koyach to be moitzi from the Golus. As before Hashem made the Golus, Hashem, the Golus of Sidkiyo, the finest Golus, Hashem first was making the gula. And the gula is the yeshivas, the anoshim haloim de taira, the bachrim the yeshiva, the balabatim, and the avrechim that are learning the daf, and kol echot kifi mashu and yeshivas and kailalim. They are the ones that are making the gula, and they keep the chayrishim meskir kayim, which is the kiyim of Klal Yisrael, v'oid. It's the kli that we should be zeicha to the gula asida. Ulaama shehikdim shtei nachanakuda shehikdim golus sidkiyo shehikdim shtei shanim v'neshantam. That's what's the meaning of shehikdim shtei shanim v'neshantam. I heard from my Rebbe, Rabbi Shapiro, very nice beer in the Gemara, he wanted to say that Mikan is the remes for the Sibis Agolus. When Yidden on Hashantam, they come to Avodis Hashem, and it's old. It's like Shina. They're sleeping. They're sleeping when they're davening. They're sleeping when they're learning. While you should watch them when they talk about the food that they had by the chasna last night. You should see how they dance by the chasna. Whoa. And then you come to the Beis Medrash the next day, they're falling asleep on the Sefer. Yeah. You should hear when they talk to about the news, they're wide awake. But when they talk by tefillah, their mind's somewhere else. You could schmooze 100 hours and their mind never travels. When they're talking in tefillah, they're somewhere else. They shant them. It's all old. I did this already. I learned. I daven. Because when you do mitzvahs with a yoshan, with a oldness, it's not new. That was the sieve of the gullus. That what caused the Yerida and Klal Yisrael and them to go away from Torah and mitzvahs and do chatayim. Asigdim shtei shonim l'nashantem doesn't stam mean shtei shonim to the words that Amaram is on gullus. If they would have stayed in Eretz Yisrael two more years, the darga of shina, of yoshan, would have been so great that it wouldn't have came with day tikkun. Hikdim shtei shanim means Hashem didn't let them fall so far. As a meila, it was shayich tikkun. It was shayich gula. The Gemara then continues. Tana rabbanon, adam nivra yichidi, if name ma. The Gemara gives three reasons. One of them is mifnei tzadikim, mifnei rishayim. Shelo yei tzadikim amrim anu bnei tzadik. Rishayim amrim anu bnei rasha. Danny, you shouldn't rely on your yichus. You should always try to work and be on your own. Va'oid, you shouldn't say I come from a bad father, so what do you expect from me? Because everyone has good yichus behind them along the way. Because yichus is never an excuse. Sometimes it could help, but zichur avoda is to do on our own. L'hagid, then the Gemara says, the gulasa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, makes faces, even though there's one on the Marishan, but every person has a different face. Normally you have one chosem, as everyone looks, this, everything looks the same. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu had one person and everyone looks different. As the Gemara says, why did Hashem make the rain parts of Feim Shabbos? V'lo yira adam dirana v'ishana v'yomish alihu. As frekt the Yavitz and other Mefarshim, that if everyone looks the same, as how could there be a chash that someone's going to say ishana? Hare, all women look the same. We're saying all parts of Feim Shabbos. As the Ayvet says, it doesn't mean exactly the same. It means there'll be similarities, but there'll still be differences. There'll be shaykh, isha, no. Yeah. Ulai is dalid ponim la toira. There's pshat, remez, drush, and soid. It's bederach klal. We go with the mirror mahalach of pshat. One mahalach ulai al derech drush to say that. One time my wife said she saw someone, a younger man that was walking in the street. His wife was mamish, beautiful, stunning. And however, whenever he was walking in the street, every lady that walked down the street, this guy looked at. And she was like surprised, like it's one thing if you don't have a good, a pretty wife. It's new, as you look at everyone. Oh, you have such a pretty wife. She's much prettier than anyone walking down the street. And still you're looking. But this is the kayach of the Yetzirah. Even when you have nifladik, gevaldik, but it'll always get you to look at someone else anyway. Emkinam advarim al derech drush to be miyashiv the Gemara. Enochinami, bikaron, everyone looks the same. But this is the kayach of the Yetzirah. It'll always make you feel that the other one is better, even if it's not better. Bemis, it's so true how people, they're so makana other people. If you only wake up, you're just as good. What do you have to be makana someone else for? Yeah. a famous story. Once a lady in a bungalow colony, that her husband used to come up every Shabbos, like many people do. And even though when they were in the city, he used to bring her flowers, but when he came up for Shabbos, he couldn't bring her flowers. And okay, she was okay with it. One time a neighbor moved by next to her, and she saw through a window that on the table were fresh flowers. First Shabbos, she saw fresh flowers. Okay, one time he did it. The second one, there were also fresh flowers on the table. So all of a sudden, she started to get upset at her husband. Look, he's matriarch. He brings a flower. Why doesn't my husband bring me flowers? As that summer, every time the husband came up, as his wife was always in a lousy mood for Shabbos. Nebuch, the poor guy, he works so hard, he comes up for Shabbos, and his wife's a grump. He doesn't even know what hit him. He can't even figure out what he's doing wrong. But all Shabbos, she was grumpy now. Kimuvan, if the wife is not in a good mood, the husband's not in a good mood, Kimuvan, what kind of a Shabbos he has? Yeah, Kimuvan, he can't wait to go back to work once he's Shabbos, yeah. And she is also not happy. Type went on the whole summer. Finally, the last week before the summer was over, she was going back. She decided she's going to go over to this person to say hello, to visit her in the house. She never went to the house. She knocks on the door, you know, and she invites her in. And when she invites her in, it was Tuesday. And all of a sudden, she sees in her break front the flowers, the fresh flowers. As she said to her friend, wow, I noticed you had these Fridays. Look, they stay so fresh, even by Tuesday. As her friend smiles at her and says, no, these are fake flowers. They just look real. I knew when my husband was in the city and he comes up to the country, he wouldn't be able to bring me fresh flowers. How could he keep it when he drives to the country? And how could he get it? He's in such a rush. As I went to the store and I bought myself things that look like real flowers, I put it in the break front, and every Shabbos I take it out. As this lady was visiting, she hit the floor. She couldn't believe it. Here she was mekana this lady so much that she got fresh flowers. Between me and you, the husband should be mekana the other wife. That the other wife is such a pikeach. She didn't want to be matriach on her husband as she went ahead and bought flowers, that she should enjoy her flowers and she shouldn't have tainus. But thus is the koyach of the Yetzirah, the koyach of kina. He always makes it look like the other side is so much more, so much better. Nebuch, my husband. Nebuch, my wife. Nebuch, my v'chule. Yeah. The guy who comes home and he sees, look, the other guy, his wife ordered him from the best restaurant, and I come home and I just get pizza and chips. And little does he know that the husband himself called from his work and ordered in advance and put it on his credit card and had it delivered. Like, his wife is a better wife. He gets up and does it yourself. You're lazy. You don't take care of yourself yet. But kacha zeh, so kol kach harbe dvarim. As bemis every kin is that way. Because kol man dover rachman alatav avid. Whatever Hashem does for us is really the best for us. And it's really just an optical illusion when we think someone else has it better. Zal tidag, the Yetzirah would have had a way, even if all women would look the same. Her jewelry is nicer, her dress is nicer, her sheitel's a brindy. But the Yetzirah will make ways that will the weaken. Al tidag. Okay. Tana Rabbanon. The Brisa continues. Adam Nivra be'erev Shabbos mifnei ma. Shalo yeh aminim oimrim. Shutuf hayu la'kodesh baruch hu b'maisa b'reishas. Tavracha shim tezuach daitav alav. Amalo yitush kadmecha b'maisa b'reishas. The Shaila is, what are you telling him? Yitush kadmucha. Everything was kadmucha. But the Masha says that it's coming to teach you that a yitush is something, it's a little thing, yet it's very annoying to a person. If you ever have a mosquito bite, you know what it means. If you're ever trying to sleep and you hear that buzz flying around you, it could be very annoying. You try to catch it and it somehow always manages to get away. Yeah. A yitush is a very annoying thing. As here you are, you're being misguided. Wow, you're strong, you're good, you're great. It just takes a little yitush to drive a person out of his kelim. He'll be scratching a whole day long. He won't be able to have yeshiva das because he has too many mosquito bites yet. He won't be able to sleep. He won't be able to function. Yeah. Even a yitush cotton can make you ice mensch and make you lose all your shlita. This is the Mahalich of the Marsha. Someone said over from Shraigel Feivel Mendelssohn, a nice pshat. I'm sorry, Shraigel Feivel Mendelovitz, I'm sorry, a nice pshat. That the Gemara in Gittin says that a yitush is something which is machnis ve'ena moitzi. It eats and it never takes out. As he wanted to say, that's the Indian of yitush kan mecha, that a person who's a balgaiva, he takes everything in for himself and he can't give out anything to anyone else. Us as a balgaiva, when you're miskaya, we'll show him the yitush kadmucha, and you see yitush, you machaver yitush when it does that. A father not, it's not a heavy keyboard. As lo liyis oisek dava, shena drush. This Gemara has a hemshech. The Gemara doesn't be mamshechit. With a famous medrash in the beginning of Parshas, Tazria says that Ocho v'kedem sartani, if a person is lo yizocha, I'm lo yitush kan mecha, and kol abriya was never before you. V'im zocha, I'm lo yihu kaidem lebriya sa'olam. As fregdu mefarshim on the medrash, Manashach was a person never first or not. If he was never first, there's nothing to do with lo yizocha, he was never first. What does it mean? Im zocha, he was never first. B'manashach, void, we know the truth. He was never ba'achrein. What does it mean? Im zocha, then he was never before my sabrishis. There's a famous vasemes. Other mafarshim say, there's also a beautiful pshat. He says there's two parts to a person. There's the neshama and the guf. The shayla is, what are you? What's the ikka by you? Arachaim says that's a bal nefesh. Someone that is nefesh is the ikka shaylet. And then there's some people that the guf is the ikka shaylet. As it depends what you are. If you're a shtik guf, as we tell you, the guf was nivra la'achamai sabreshes. But if you live your life in the shamadik, as the neshama tacha was nivra koidamai sabreshes, mefurish, that it was from the dvarim that were nivra koidamai olam, is nishmasa shalodom. As it's tali what you are when you were nivra. As when you zeicha to a neshama im zacha, when you learn Torah, you isik v'mitzis, you zeicha to a neshama. As you koidim l'mais of reishis. Aba im tazuach daita yalov, like Agamara, you're a bal gaiva, as gaiva is gufnias de gazach, as then we tell you, you tushkan mucha. Who are you, b'chval? You were nivra last. Another pshat, why was Adam never bear of Shabbos? Kidei sheyikonis lemitzvah miyad. That he should do a mitzvah right away. Rashi says the mitzvah of Shabbos. Rashi handles l'chayra Torah wasn't given. He wants to say of a Shabbos Adam Arishan had. What's the Indian kidei sheyikonis lemitzvah miyad? Azog the Maral very nicely. It's la'ametcha that the Adam was nivra la'aved Hashem. And kol abriya is l'kvoidoi barasa, that we should do avoidus Hashem. As a male Adam was nivra, kedei to do avoidus Hashem miyad. The next pshat, avaracha, kedei sheikonis l'suda miyad. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was making the whole world, all the tanugei ha'aylam, put Adam Arishan in Gan Eden. So for here we could use al derech the maral the mesilas yisharim in perikama that Adam was nivra lehenis miziv shchinasai. Hakadosh Baruch Hu created a person because Hashem is a meitiv. Hashem didn't create a person that we should be give kavod to Hashem. Hashem really created a person that we should be nisanig al Hashem. We should be zeicha to the schar ruchni she'ein kamayu. As lelamid inyan zeh. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu put Adam Arishan miyad in Gan Eden, the lametcha that Hashem was mechen hakol, kol HaGan Eden is roi for the Adam. eyes to steer it to the Maral. What about the other man, the Yom, that Adam was Nivra, La'avaras Hashem? Even Yom and Ba'oimek, Avada does Nishkin steer. That's a Misoid, the Shla Kaddish, and others say, Ravada, the Iker is Hashem was Lahetiv. And therefore Hashem was Bairias, Lahanis Miziv Shrinasai. But how are we Zaycha to the Taiva? By being Oivet Hashem. Seals Yisharim says, then the Hana is much greater because we earned it. Azay Bazay, Kidei that we should be Nenemi Ziv Ashrina Nesanik from the Suda, Hashem was Bairias, Kidei that we should do mitzvahs. It's really Shneim Emes. One is what we have to do to be Zaycha, and one is the real Oimik Shel Tachlis that Hashem was Bairias, that we should be Nenemi Ziv Shrinasai. Thus is the remez of this Gemara, the Yisoid L'Mesilas Yisharim. Hashem was by Yas to be Nivra. But Adam HaRishon had an Asayin. And Adam HaRishon was not Aymed on his Nisayin. As if you turn over the Gemara to Lamed Chasam Ebeis, the Gemara says that B'tishis, B'shot Tishis, from when he was Nivra, he was in Stavis. Shaloi lechol mina ilon asiris sarich. 1 hour later, he was chayte. The Svarim Magdashim bring down from the early Kadmonim that if Adam HaRishon would not have done this chet, what's nirmaz in Agamara likonis l'suda miyad was that he would have been zeicha toilam haba miyad, and wouldn't that all the avoid of everything in the world. If he would have been oimer on his one nisayin, which was teed until the eighth sadas, until Shabbos, meaning he was nitzdavah b'shah tishis, because all he had to do was to make it to Shabbos, a couple more hours, and then there would have been the tikkun hashalom of kol habria. There wouldn't have been anything in the bria, any tsar, any tzara. But because he wasn't oimer on his nisayin, kedei to sak in the chet of Adam Rishon, that's the void in all the nisayinis that we go to, is to be misakin and to reach that Gan Eden that Adam HaRishon was put in. The Fila Mesiyos Yisham is Dog of Aldiga Oimik. Mine have Kamina history. What we're learning history. Nein, it's telling us the Iker is Lenis Mizim Ashrino. We were never to be in Gan Eden Miad. But Marchikos is Chet. It's coming to teach us to be Merachik from Chet. And thus is the Mi Pesi Yosir Heino. Chosolev, the Gemara on the bottom of Lamed Chesam and Aleph. He's a Pesi. He's a Chosolev. You have the whole world in front of you. How could you be ma'avedit by eating from the Eitz Hadas? If we look at Adam HaRishon, wow, what a Pesi. Maybe to bring a mashal, Avada, now we're not in Gan Eden, and it looks to us like Ilu, we're not doing something that's chasing us out of Gan Eden. Say of a mashal, Sabres, Oizen, that we're not so rachuk from this mashal as we think. Mashal, Avadaima, a person works for a boss, and he gets paid a salary, and he gets paid a certain amount 3 times a year, very big amount, but he gets paid 3 times a year. He goes into work and he does something, he makes a big deal. As the boss says, today I put a bonus into your bank account, and at the end of the year you're going to get your bonus. Every time you do special and you do a big business deal for the company, I put a bonus in. At the end of the year, all the bonuses add up, you can take it out of the bank. This guy went ahead and he did a big business deal. He got a big bonus. Then he went and did a bigger business deal. He got a tremendous bonus, so many bonuses. He's getting close to the end of the year. And all of a sudden, this guy goes to the boss and he does something which gets the boss so upset at him that the boss says to him, all those things that I put in the bank already for you, I'm taking away from you. You got me so upset. You did something so terrible for the business. You don't deserve any bonuses. As you imagine how the guy would flip, go crazy. I can't believe this. Yeah. Rabbi Isai, every year, every day, we're learning Torah. We're doing mitzvahs. We're putting such bonuses away from us in Shamayim. Every day. Yiduas Archaim in Pashas Vayichi. Every day is a nitzus of Olam Haba, nitzus of Neshama and Olam Haba. Hashem puts away for that day Nifladik Atayv. Chaval, chaval to do chatayim she'elam chelik l'olam haba. Avira mechava mitzvah, even if you have a chelik in olam haba. But it's not the same. Kedai to be shomer ourselves, the kedusha shel adam, the dibure shel adam, the machshava shel adam, the maisa shel adam. That we should be zeichel kol atayv that's munach for us, for everything that we do. And we shouldn't be that pesi chasar lev. Another mashal, it was a father that was very wealthy, he was nifter, and he left over in his will that he wants his money to go to his son, but he's leaving over the money to his wife, the almana, that she should watch it, and after her may have asked him, it should go to the son, that he should be able to buy dearest for all his children. That was the kavono. Fine. That's a short while afterwards. The almana was by the house, and she was with the daughter-in-law together, and the daughter-in-law was doing the laundry. As the mother-in-law said to the daughter-in-law, you know, if you do it on hot water, it'll come out cleaner. I noticed you're putting it in cold water. If you do it on hot water, it'll help the laundry come out cleaner in this kind of a load. As the daughter-in-law turned to her and said, I can't believe you're telling me what to do. I'm a big lady. I know what I'm doing. I've done laundry so many years. Did I ask you for your opinion? How could you offer your opinion? You're telling me what to do. She got so upset at her that she told her Kilu something that she didn't know. She put it down. She said, hey, what kind of a mother are you that you tell me what to do? The whole time, the mother was quiet. Fine. The next day, she called her son and she said, I changed the will. You're not getting a penny from your father. If you have a wife that talks to an almana like that, I don't think your father would want you to get the money, that she should have it. Now, most husbands, when they came home from that, they probably would divorce their wife on the spot. They would have called her a mushkis. Oh, I can't believe you. How do you start in? Who you start in? It's okay, so she told you to make the laundry a little bit hotter. So what? You know how much money we lost? Being that he was a Ben Taira, he took it differently. It's Pitochen, this is what's Bashev. Ablamaisa, he told over the story. It's a Gavaldiga Limud. So many times we have so much good, and we make such a to-do over a little thing, and we're Ma'abed Kol Kachar Beitoiv. How many fights are there in Mishpachas? How many not getting along from little silly words that are said? How many things we throw away from a mashu, a minute of something. Chaval, chaval. We should learn from this. We shouldn't be that pesi who's chasar lev. The Gemara continues. The Gemara says, Gemara goes through the day, the Gemara on the top of Lamed Ches Amid Beis, and it says, Asir is Sorach, he did a chet, Achasat, Eser Niden, Shtai Mese Nitrid, Mal says, Mimadri Gosoi, Shenema Odom Bikor Mal Yolon, Nimshal Kivemes Ninmo. A person has a koyach to be called Kach Bikor. The Gemara in Brachas, the famous Gemara Yud Zayin, Rasidim Sadikim Liesatri Sayyam Bereshayim Benenemi Ziva Shchina Yokosh Ein Kamayu Adam Bikar, he was created to be Bikar Choshev Bal Yalin. Abiz not Zaych Nimshel Kibahemis Nidmu Zogdi Gemara Ein Chayerosh Adad is Baadam Elim Kim Nidmu Loi Kibahema Zogdi Mashal Khan Moar Rihus in Shabbos Kufnun Aleph. The Torah Chaim over here, that a person has two ways that he appears. When a person learns Torah and does mitzvahs and he's zaycha, as he's a tzelem elikim. when a person is choyte and he doesn't do the Ratzon Hashem, he loses his Sela Melekim, he uses his Neshama. One of the famous Yisoids of the Zohar HaKodesh and the Arizal, one of the Yisoids of Kabbalah that many of the Sfarim HaKodesh already brought down. It's not a heavy Yisoid, but there is a big Yisoid in it too. And that is that a person could lose Chalokim Koiches of his Neshama, the Nefesh HaChaim, his Marech too. He could lose his Selam Elokim, he could lose his Koyach HaNeshama, and he could be Nimshel Kebhemus Nidmu. To be Masmeh Ba'oimik, what is Nimshel Kebehemus Nidmu? As the Rebbe Chanan in Koyvitzar says, a Gishmag Avot, he says that it says when Hashem was Bairi the Adam, he put the Koyach of every Behema into a person. And that's the Oimik of the Mishnah, have a Gibur Kari. How could I be Gibur Kari? I'm not an Ari. No, you have a Koyach of Ari in you. Az Kenemech, Benish Kenemech. No, you have the Koyach of an Emer. Rotz Katzvi, Vechule, you have the koiches of Kol Abri inside of you to use it for Avodas Hashem. However, when a person doesn't use all these koiches for Avodas Hashem, as then he has koiches behemius inside of him. Yeah. The marshal of Rebbe Chanan is he's doima to a zoo. His mamish has gefelach amidus and hashlachas. He uses his gvura the wrong way. He's taikif people. Kari, he rips people to pieces. As Kenemer, he's a mechutzif to the wrong person. Ratz Kasvi, he's always running to Haveris, yet it could be used two ways. As if he uses it for Gashmius v'chatoyim, he's Nimshel Kebehemus Nidmu. He's leaving his Behemius take over him and using it for the wrong purpose. As therefore, he's Nidme Kebehema. He's Nimshel like a Chai. As a Chai sees him, they'll attack him because he's a Behema. And in Oimek, this is the reason why it says in Svarim HaKadoshim, the Reishis Chachma brings down from the Svarim HaKadoshim, that a person is Mskagel Behema if he does Chatoyim. Different Chatoyim, one of the famous ones is a Baloshen Haras Mskagel as a dog. You acted like a dog, you barked at everyone. That's what happens to you. That's the side of Gilgal. The way you act, you acted like one, you use that koyach of Kelev inside you, as that's what you become. That's the side of Gilgal also. And that's the side why the Chai is attacking, because he's Be'emes a Behema. This is the side that Nebuchadnezzar was turned into a Chaya, and the Chayas used to do things to him. Because he acted like a Chaya, Hashem turned him alive even before he was dead into a Chaya. Mashengin, a person who does mitzvahs, learns Torah, that he's Meraimim himself, and he has a Tzura, Tzelem Elikim, that the Behemoth Amakya. Bring the Mashah. I'm sorry, bring the Torah's Chayim. That's what the Zohar says by Daniel. They threw him into the Goy Varoyus. Darayus didn't attack him. The Zohar says because he had his Selam Elokim, he was Shalom in his Avodah. As a Mela, Darayus weren't able to go near him. I say of a story with Blazer Moshe Horowitz. One time he came into someone to collect stucco. Knocked on the door, and the usher came to the door. He was in Pachan Mavis. He said, I don't understand what you got here. I have so many guard dogs all over the place. And then he looked, and he saw all the dogs were lined up, and they were walking nicely behind him, Lezer Moshe Horowitz. He didn't realize, Kimufan, but Hashem made, he was a Tzelem Elokim. The dogs didn't bark. They all just walked by him nicely, like little puppies. Yeah. That's the Koyach. Avet Tzadik, the Bri is different. They say a story with the Brisker Rav, that one time he was on a plane, it was delayed, and he started to daven, and all of a sudden, they fixed the plane, and they announced everyone has to go. Everyone was getting on the plane, we're leaving, and the Brisker Rav was davening his Shemoneh Esrei, his long Shemoneh Esrei. His children were getting nervous, but nothing to do. And all of a sudden, a koimer walks over, the priest walks over to the thing, and he walks over to them and he says, why isn't that man getting on the plane? He's a passenger too. They said he's in the middle of praying to Hashem. As he took one look at him, he walked over to the people that were in charge of the plane. He says, "You're waiting for this man. He's a holy man. Oh. If he davens like that, we're waiting for him." Das is a tzelem melekim, even a goy, even a koymer, sayne Yehudim, but he saw on the brisket rav, a tzelem melekim, it's the ganze bria, it's nothing different. Bell said over a story also when they were running away from the Nazis. One time the Nazis stopped them and one of them opened up the car that the brisket rav was sitting in and he took one look at the brisket rav. He quickly closed the door and he let them go. Now, Kimuvan, there were a lot of tzaddikim that it didn't happen to. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu Eshkesh Moines Lakol, and HaChas V'Shalom, Kulam Tzaddikim. Abba, see the Koyach of Etzelam Elekim. And this is really a limud on the Yakros of Avodas Hashem, the Yakros of Torah, the Yakros of Mitzvahs. It changes us, it's Mahapachos. Adam Bikar, we're special, we're precious. The whole Bria is Makya. This is, even people that are Rochuk, but they see something special. They see something that's, but that's when a person does mitzvahs. Le'idach gisa, we see what the Gemara says in the Hemshech. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Adam Arishon Misoif Ha'olam V'atzoif Ha'yayash. Shenema Min Hayom Asher Bo Elokim Adam Al Ha'aretz. Kiven Shetzarech Hiniach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yadoi Olav Umi Etai. See the koyach of Chet. Adam Arishon was Gadol Mitchilas Ha'adam V'atzoif Ha'imi Ha'aretz Ad Hashamayim. Kol kach gadol, and one chet, and look how tall we are now. Lahavdil alfei alavim, great. If could you imagine if every time a person would speak lashon hara, he would shrink. Yeah. I know if you could find stores of clothing in the store that would fit him anymore for a lot of people. Yeah. But people would learn their lesson. Like, wow. You see, you're different. You're a different person. You're just not the same anymore after a chet. You're a totally different bria. Das is gadol koyach chet. We saw on the tzara toiv gadol koyach mitzvus adam biyikar. It was the person ara shemayim. In the idach gisa, we see the koyach of chet. It takes a tzelam elakim. Person mitchilas v'adam hatzoyfay gadlus adam nifledik. And the koyach of chet, that it's mamayitoy. It changes the whole mahus of a person. It's koyvish, the koyach of his neshama, the galus adam, and doesn't let it to go the way it could. Kimuvan, we always have to remember and be mechazik ourselves. There's always the fsharis of tshuva, to do tshuva and come back. But it teaches us yiras chet, what a chet does. Gemara then says that Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav Adam Arishin three things Min Haya Moshech Bar Lasoy Haya or Kaifer Be'ik Haya. As in Min, the Pashur Pshat Ramah says is a Oyver Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Ramayshe wanted to be Masber. It's Miloshin Min Bifnei Atzmai. Kilu, he's Oymed Bifnei Atzmai. And thus is the Lashon of Kofar Be'ikr also. B'daimel is there. The Torah Chaim explains what does it mean, Be'ikr. What was the Chet of the Eitz Hadas? He said that the Yetzirah said that Hashem ate from this Eitz and created the world. If you eat from this, you'll be able to create the world. It's Kosha Lahoitzi Lemila Me'a Pa'ivin. Abadas is Kofar Be'ikr. That means it's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmai who created the world. It was the Eitz. Hashem is the Iker, means because Hashem created the world, and everything in the world needs Hashem. The Rambam starts off his Sefer, in Yisoides HaTorah, that This is Hashem is the Ikar Bria, because without Hashem, the world doesn't exist. That's Hashem. Hashem created it and keeps it going. As the Nachash was Koifer Be'ikar, not Ikar Emunah. That's what it means. He was Koifer Be'ikar. That's the Lashon of Min. Kilu, you could have Koiches B'fnei Atzmai also, that you could be a Kilu Ke'ein. Thus, isn't that Ovid Avodah Zarah? Lefiza, the Pshat of the Ramah is not Rochek. Who is the Avodah Zarah? He himself. If you eat from the Elon, you'll have Koiches too. Thus, is the Avodah Zarah of Koichi, Po'itzim Yadi, Asali, Asachayla, and that's the Avodah Zarah, which is still Chai V'Kayim B'zman Hazeh. That's our avodah, to be misakin the chet of the Eitz Hadas, is always to be miyachis everything to Hashem. Hashem is the ikar. We're not looking to eat from the Eitz Hadas. We're not looking to run our own world and create and to be an egen a mention, minim. We're looking to be oivet Hashem and do what Hashem wants. And b'emes, this is the davar chi toiv. Whatever we could do for ourselves, nowhere near what Hashem is going to give us if we listen to Hashem. As all the worlds that Adam HaRishon wanted to create when he ate the Eitz Hadas, Ishtuyot, Keneged the Shayo Lomas, that called Tzaddik is Zoichet to, Be'emes, when you're Oyver Hashem. What's the Indian of Moshech Ba'alosoi? The Indian of Moshech Ba'alosoi is, statements from one pshat, the little pshat, some of Farshim learned that he literally pulled out his orlo. I mean, Svarim Agleishim say, Ayyadei the Chet, he was goyrim that the orlo should cover him. The orlo on the Bris Mila is the simon for someone that Taivas Oilam Haza. The orlo is Miskaba, the Taiva Shal Oisai Makom, which is the Ikka Taiva Sa'adam for Chet, is the Taiva, that Taiva. And the orlo is the symbol of it. That's our void of bris milah, to be choytich that taibes oilam hazeh, be mekadosh beroimim the adam, the kedushas Hashem. The Eitz Hadas, the Ramban says, was magbet taiva. Until then, they walked around without clothing because they didn't have taiva. That eva was like all the other evarim, zok the Ramban. So why should they be embarrassed from it? It's only after it was noilet taiva, then you have busha from having taiva, so you have to be mechaset. Thus is the oimik of Moshe Chalosai. That he ki'ilu did a chet, which was goyrim as gabris a taiva. Yeah. To finish the Gemara, the Tarus Chaim is mitzayin to the Gemara in Irvin Yud Ches. That the Gemara says that Adam HaRishon tzadik chosid gadol haya. And he was chayzer b'tshuva. He was pirish from Achila, and he was pirish from his wife. For 130 years, kedei to do tshuva, and he put on himself things that were mitzdar him, kedei to do a tshuva shleima. As kiven shirosh and niknas of a misa, he saw the gaidel achet, as he was choizer b'tshuva, and he was mahapach hakol. As you see, that a person could go from a min, a moishech ba'arla, a koifer, to be a chosid gadol, like Adam HaRishon did. He taught us, Magoidel Godol Koya Chachuva, Mizmashil Yoyim Hashabbos, Toiv Lahoidois, Hashem, Hoidis Milashin Vidoi, Lachsa Vachuva, the Medrash says. Doimet, what we started to share with Yechonya, that he also did terrible Avedis, and he came back. But both of them are Malamed us, the Koyach that we have to come back from every Matziv, to be Choyza Vachuva. To be mesakin hakol, as what Adam HaRishon could have done in a couple of hours, has been our avodah l'doiros to fix that ched and bring us back to Gan Eden. Kol kach habe yedetikun was done already. It's just waiting for us to finish that little bit left to be mashlam the tikun to bring Mashiach zidkenu b'mehera. Let's all try to be misayir from the gemaras, the goydel ched, the pgam. And the goydel schi of someone of Torah and mitzvahs, Hashem's waiting and wants to pull us back. Try to be makabel and do things to be mechazik ourselves and finish the tikkun. Bezer Hashem oidapam adam biyikar kein yolin. We should be zeichet to mehera that teresayim bereshayim menenim b'siv hashchina b'karif.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mechaimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.